Welcome to JW's Brainwaves, where you're here with your host, Jessica Brooks, and my co-host,
Shirley Brooks. How are you?
I'm doing good. What did you do last week?
I really don't even want to say, but I'm going to say it. I shoveled snow for 3 hours.
So how do you feel?
Everything hurt. Even my face hurts. If that's possible, seriously, my face hurts. Just so you know, but before I even get into that, I am going to get into that because even my hands hurt. We do have a guest that's sitting in, just observing today, and we'll talk about her a lot later. But if you hear someone in the background, it's because we have a guest today that's listening in. Okay. But unfortunately, no one in my house except me.
I helped.
Yes, you did. For about a good 30 minutes, Jessica helped me shovel snow. But basically, I'm the only one that in my house is healthy enough to really shovel snow. Because Jessica, she has, well, of course, you all know that she has a brain injury. And she suffers something similar to vertigo, I'll say. So just the motion of shoveling, twisting, throwing the snow, all of that kind of messes with her a little bit. And so basically I had to do the bulk of the shoveling. I do have a snow thrower. I have two snow throwers.
I was just going to say that.
We have
to. Not let her mislead you guys. She did not shovel like old school, like you push and lift.
Oh, yes, she did.
She had the snow blower too.
I use it. Well, let me explain. We have two snow throwers.
You can't. Three.
No, I gave your sister the shovel, the electric shovel. One snow thrower, actually, I can't start it. Even though it has an electric start, it just does not like me. It's never started for me. Plus, it has two flat tires.
Well, that's probably why it doesn't work.
Well, no, the tires have nothing to do with it working. But the second snow thrower, that one will work for me, but it needs a rest. It'll allow me to push the snow for about 30 minutes, and then it decides it wants to shut off and rest. So in the meantime, that's when I have to get the shovel out, and I actually have to shovel. So I was able to do one straight path down the driveway, and maybe two passes down the driveway, and then it decided it needed a rest. So I'm shoveling practically in tears and praying and, you know, going through the whole nine. And so when I'm like roughly about 80% done, Jessica decides to help me out. So all the spots that I had cleared, she was like a 2-year-old. She cleaned off the cars and put the snow right back where I shoveled. So that was my shoveling experience. The next day, I everything hurt on me. I'm still, even my hands still hurt. I have calluses. My hands hurt when I grabbed the steering wheel.
Poor thing.
My eyes were hurting. My cheeks were hurting.
I don't mean to laugh.
My arms hurt. If there's anything, the only thing that actually did not hurt on my body was my eyeballs. My eyelids were sore. So shoveling is excellent. Even my watch stopped. I was trying to track my steps and everything, but that stopped. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. So you just hang in there and we'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to JW's Brainwaves, where I'm Shirley Brooks, and we have our co-host, Jessica Brooks, sitting right next to me.
I'm here.
Okay, so we were basically discussing nutrients that show promise in brain recovery. And what I wanted to get started with, you know, that there are several nutrients that do show promise, you know, as an aid in treating injuries. Creatine is a performance-enhancing drug. That one actually helps achieve bursts of strength. And it's available in tablet form.
Wait, that's a drug.
Well, it's a natural drug. Huh? It's natural. Uh-oh. So it's available in tablet form, energy bars, wait, drink mixes.
That's a drug? I'm sorry. I'm like stuck on that. Like, I didn't know that it was a drug.
Well, our body. Well,
it's not like a something else?
No. Well, from.
Dietary supplement? Are those drugs? Are those drugs?
Are dietary supplements drugs?
No. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't creatine be more considered as that, like a dietary supplement, than like a drug?
That I really couldn't say. People do mix it in their like their protein drinks and things of that nature.
Like when I think of creatine, I think of like going to the gym, like a right, pre-workout but its purpose
is when a person who's going to the gym uses it, its purpose is to like help boost energy. So whatever exercise you're doing at that time, it kind of gives you a boost to, I guess, do it longer and harder and, you know, helps you achieve your goal.
I wish I could remember. I used to know this stuff, like, really good. Like, I can't remember if you use it before or after. Because, like, if I know, like, proteins help with, like, the rebuilding of, like, muscles. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I have to look it up. We'll get back to you on that one. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's not a drug.
Exactly. But yeah, but it, you know, it creatine and, you know, in nutrition, you can find them in nutrition stores, grocery stores, over the internet. So if it's, only because it's a natural substance. So if it was a drug, you really wouldn't be able to just readily buy it, you know, that easily over the counter.
Right. All right. You know. But, well, those are helpful.
Right. And our body produces, like I said, some of the creatine on its own. But a lot of people just supplement it, you know, with the protein and the forms that I just mentioned. And the format that I just mentioned.
Makes sense.
Okay. But you can also get it in rich foods such as meat and fish.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know,
The fish thing is really good. The omega-3s, the fatty acids, right, those are really good for your brain. I used to do that. I used to actually have, like, a big fish dinner, like, salmon dinner, before I had, like, a big test when I was studying for my undergrad. And that was actually really helpful.
Oh, see, and I was just looking at it as...
I was a
genius. This kid's in college, and she can afford to eat salmon, and we're at home eating chicken.
Well... So. I mean, you have to budget. You have to budget. And it was a sound investment in my education.
Well, when you put it that way. But, you know, but the report also identified nutrients such as, I think it's pronounced choline, but it's spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E. Which is that's a nutrient that increases your learning ability, your focus, and your memory in all ages. But then you mentioned the salmon, so we have the N3 fatty acids.
Is that the same? Probably. Think so? I don't know. I want to look that up to see if it's the same.
But usually when I hear anything about salmon, they talk about all the good fatty acids that it has.
So good for you. Yes. Like, think of, like, lox and bagels. So good.
Again, she's eating that, and I'm at home eating chicken.
Well, you can get that at, like, a bagel deli.
I know. But usually if you get the lox on top of your bagel, it costs a little bit more than just getting regular old cream cheese.
That's true. That is true.
But also zinc is one of the nutrients also that you can subsidize to try to create, help build your brain.
That's a new one. I never thought of that. I always think of zinc for, like, if you're about to get a cold and you, like, kind of feel it coming on, but it's not solely there. Mm-hmm. You just take zinc and it knocks it out with, like, vitamin C. But that was a good one.
Yep.
That was a really good one.
When we come back, we'll discuss all the good things.
Yeah, I'm learning today. Thanks, Mom.
Hi, welcome back to JW's Brainwave, where I'm Shirley Brooks, and we have Jessica Brooks, my sidekick. She's being demoted as this goes along, you know. Okay.
But I just want to just finish up really quickly with some of the things that I've been researching. Again, I did find some a little bit of information on brain rehab and exercise. Because basically, there is cognitive rehab that's out there. And that helps improve your thinking skills. A lot of people who have injuries, brain injuries especially, and I've noticed it firsthand in Jessica, sometimes, especially like when she's tired, had a long day, had a long week, her thinking skills sometimes aren't 100%. So the cognitive rehabilitation really helps out with that. And then we have the neuromuscular brain rehab, which treats the mobility and the motor skill limitations that you may have. And initially, Jessica went through a little bit of immobility. You know, she wasn't allowed to drive.
Oh, I have a story for that. Wait, I'm going to hold you off right there. That was the worst. Not being able to drive and having to depend on other people. Thank God my dad is used to having daughters, because there were plenty of moments where I had to reveal that I had to get personal items to my dad. And it was so uncomfortable. And it was like the story, literally the conversation goes like this. Dad, he's like, Jess, yes. I'm like, can we go to the store? I need to pick up something.
Hold on, I got this one. For what?
Yes. And I'm like, I have to get something. He's like, get what? And I'm like, I have to get tampons, Dad.
Well, what do you need those for?
I'm just like, that was like, I can laugh about it now, but it was very frustrating and like personal then. And I actually like cried a little bit after that, because it was like one of those things where it's just like, I need help with everything. And that, it's like funny now, but it really wasn't funny at that point at all.
So, well, yes, it was a happy day when you were allowed to start driving again.
I'm like, I got to get out of here. I got to start driving.
But you know, people can also get help with your speech and their language rehab, you know, to help reduce the language limitations. And, it keeps you from effectively communicating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again, initially, well, after about 2 or 3 days, you basically couldn't talk. I mean, we had to drag the words out of your mouth. And I know it was frustrating for you, because instead of talking at 100 miles per hour, you were actually like down to like 5 miles per hour. And it was frustrating for those who were listening, because I would be standing there waiting for you to get whatever it is out, what you're trying to say. And I would literally walk away, do something, come back, and you're still standing there trying to get, you know, whatever it is you're trying to say out. You know, I felt bad.
That was rude.
I felt bad doing that, but I couldn't stand there for like 3 hours waiting for you to say one sentence.
So
you
know, wrong.
I had so many things on my plate until I had to keep it moving. So yes, maybe it was wrong, and I do apologize for that. But that was, I had to get through also, you know.
But there's actually, it was Grandma's 80th birthday. And usually if we have like a birthday party or something with my grandmother, like I'm always like recording her. We're always doing something silly together. And that was just our grandma-granddaughter bonding moment. And I have the recording. I'll probably post it on our Instagram. And you can actually hear how slow my speech was around that time. And that was, I think, February 2017. Mm-hmm. And just to go from that to now, it's like a day and night. And it's like slurred and slow and drawn out. And I'm just like, I can't believe that I was there at that point, and I'm so thankful that I'm not there anymore, you know?
But lastly, you know, there's always the vestibular therapy as well as the brain injury coping skills, which is pretty much like a like a group therapy session, and you do something similar to that at the therapy sessions you go to in Edison. But when we come back, if you want to elaborate on that, you can. Okay, so just hang in there, folks.
All right, see you soon. Welcome back to JW's Brainwaves, where I'm your host, Jessica Brooks, and I'm here with my co-host, Shirley Brooks, my mom. And my mom actually mentioned in that we had a listener on to our show today, and that's Dr. Caroline McCagg, who is my dear friend, my new dear friend now. And she is definitely a wonderful, beautiful human being, and she has done a lot in the healthcare field. So I'm excited to have her listen into the show here with us, and I'm even more excited that she has agreed to come on to the show.
Indeed, yes.
Yay.
On one of our future shows. Thank you.
And before we go, I also want to encourage you guys to register for the Jazara's Way nonprofit event, which is the wine and paint and wine tasting event. Jeez Louise. And that will be on March 24th. And we're going to have that event in Franklin Park at the Paint Fun Studios. And you guys can register online at our website, which is www.jazarasway.org. And you just hit the events tab, and then you can purchase your tickets there. This event will be a wonderful, beautiful event. All the proceeds go to programs that we have to support individuals that have been affected by brain injuries as well as their families. So not only are we painting, but we're painting with a purpose. Yes. So I love that.
Painting, eating, and drinking wine with a purpose.
Well, not like drinking, more well, like tasting.
Tasting.
We're classy, Mom. But thanks for listening to our show, and we will see you again, same time, same place, Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. And have a good one. We're signing off.